All right, so Christmas time is the perfect time to slow down a little bit, reflect, right? I imagine this week leading up to Christmas has not been one that was just like easygoing, like, I mean, unless you were in Florida or something, you know, which then that would, we'd just be really jealous. So I'm going to give a short intro of the Prayer of Examine, a Christmas edition, if you will, and then we will practice it together. So, and if there is time at the end, then we might ask for feedback and on how your experience was. But if I don't want to rush it, so I want to make sure we have enough time for the practice. So it, before we get going, it's important for you to have something to write on and with. So could you try to locate a pen or paper? There's some pencils in the pews and some scratch paper. And if not, ask your neighbor or feel free to get up and move around. We're easygoing around here. All right, well, feel free to still get one if you need it. I will walk us through it. But first, a couple questions. Have you ever said to yourself, I don't feel like God is near. He seems distant in this season. Or I don't know what to pray, and I feel bored when I run out of words to say. Or I sometimes feel like I'm just speaking into the wind. Or I don't ever feel like I hear anything back from God. Well, I have thought those things myself, but when I pray the examine, these concerns mostly disappear. For whatever reason, this structure has been really conducive for prayer for many people for hundreds of years. It's a simple structure, but I have personally found this reflective prayer very life-giving. So I'm excited to share it with you. So a brief explanation. The examine is described as a way of discovering how God is at work in our lives. It's a way of noticing the everyday moments, what sparked them, how they made us feel, and what patterns keep coming up. It's a prayerful exercise of slowing down, sitting in God's presence, holding out our memories before Him, and asking for the Spirit's light. It's designed to be done in about 10 or 15 minutes, so we have plenty of time today. And most people will do it once a day. If you really get into it, you can do it twice a day. But because I imagine most of us have not done that this week daily, we're going to do a weekly examine together. So we'll go through four simple movements. The first step is presence. We'll begin this practice by recognizing the presence of God with us, Emmanuel. God is among us and enjoys being with us. We aren't usually aware of this reality, so this step is a great beginning. Step two, gratitude. Meister Eckhart wrote, "If the only prayer you say in your entire life is thank you, that would suffice." We'll be purposefully grateful for the graces and gifts we have already received this week and the joys that this past week has brought to us. We'll write down at least one moment we're grateful for. So that's where the pen and or pencils come into play. And then third step, review. This is the longest section where we review the week. Continue to look back over the past week and notice significant moments. Paying careful attention to the emotions that surface will give us important clues about what God might be trying to say to us. By taking the time to intentionally review our interactions, responses, feelings, and intentions, we can notice things we may have missed before. Maybe it's a weighty conversation you had, something that caught you by surprise, a moment of fear or anger, an act of compassion, a feeling of peace or hope. We can pause to learn more about ourselves and about God's activity in our lives. God is in the midst of it all, the joys and the sorrows, the mystical and the mundane. Then toward the end of the exercise, we'll have the response. We'll set aside a few moments to journal or pray or respond to God in some simple form. You might choose to seek forgiveness, ask for direction, share a concern, express the gratitude again, or resolve to make changes and move forward. I wrote this down to be more concise, if you can't tell. So again, this exercise is meant to open us up to God's involvement and presence in our lives, which tends to shed light on something going inside or around us. I encourage you not to get lost in the details of the exercise or put undue pressure on yourself or this practice. Just show up in whatever state you find yourself today. maybe you won't be able to focus on the exercise because you aren't used to slowing down long enough to reflect or sit with God in silence. That's okay. Because maybe noticing that simple fact about yourself is enough. Maybe you follow each movement and still walk away unsure if God spoke to you in any measurable or meaningful way. That's also okay. Because we respect God's right to act as He wishes. We serve God. We don't attempt to control Him. And this form isn't going to make Him do something. At the very least, you will have still practiced a posture of openness and stillness. You will have named a couple things you're grateful for, and you will have given some attention to significant emotions you've been feeling. And that's a win. Or maybe you walk away with some sense that God really is with you and was with you in that this or that thing, which may shift your perspective in a way that was unexpected. God has a history of doing the unexpected, like coming to earth as a baby. Maybe God will birth something new in you today. To quote our very own Libby Moore, "When I have quieted my mind and turned down the volume on the unimportant things, I can be more open to God's presence and voice in my life right here, right now. He tells me I am safe. He tells me to let things go. He tells me I don't have to do everything alone. Oftentimes, He tells me nothing. I just sit there in the quiet with Him." I love that. She wrote that in the Imago Voices. If you haven't subscribed to Imago Voices, please give us your email so we'll get you on that list. Before we sit in the quiet with our loving God, let's just take a few minutes to relax. Take several deep breaths. Find a comfortable position. Consider resting your hands in your lap with your palms facing open like this as a symbol of your receptivity to God. Breathe slowly and deeply, aware of God's nearness to you. Let every heart prepare Him room. Jesus, we become aware of Your presence among us. You have been with us this morning and all throughout this past week. Thank You for being Emmanuel, God with us. May Your Spirit guide us as we offer this time to You and reflect on our lives. Help us to see the ways You have been with us. Help us to recall significant moments, conversations, decisions. Shine Your light on our memories so that we can see them through Your eyes. Help us to learn from our past and notice the patterns and feelings that emerge in this reflection. Posture of gratitude. This week has contained many gifts. Gifts of existence, of the ability to work, the beauty of nature, a friend who supported you, healthy and tasty food, even challenges that stretch us. For many of us, it's easier to recall the sorrowful moments, feelings of shame or failure or stressful interactions. Choosing to start with gratitude helps us to notice the good things sprinkled throughout our days and puts us in a posture of noticing the gifts God has given already, His goodness, faithfulness, presence, and generosity in the midst of ordinary life. This practice also trains us to notice, cherish, and receive future gifts. So let's take several moments to look back over this week and savor some of the beautiful gifts that you experienced, and jot down a couple of the things you are especially grateful for. we'll move on to the review stage. Feel free to linger if you wish in the grateful stage. Review the feelings that surface as we continue to look back over this past week. Pay special attention to any feelings, positive and negative, the painful and the pleasing, as they surface. You may feel directed towards certain moments. Just let your thoughts drift and linger. Rather than interpreting or justifying or rationalizing, the intent is to observe and remember what you felt and to feel it again. God may use these emotions to show you something about yourself or about Him. Let's take some time here to notice any significant emotions you felt and then sit a while with them. Some people find it helpful to think through each day or different areas of life. Feel free to use it as a guide. I'll also offer some questions to help with this review. But you also are free to ignore the questions. This is your time. Feel free to pick and choose which questions seem most revealing or pertinent. Just really dig in on this section. We'll give plenty of time to it. When did you feel the deepest sense of connection with God or others or yourself? What activities or conversations or moments were especially life-giving and hopeful this week? Earlier, we pondered a moment of gratitude. What about the opposite? For what are you feeling least thankful in this past week? Where did you feel unloved or insecure or unmotivated? Was there a moment when you wanted to give up or wanted to avoid something or someone? Was there someone that demonstrated God's love to you in a real, tangible way? Maybe there was a moment when you felt God's love flowing through you to someone else. We'll give one more minute to sit with the emotions that this last week brought us. Now I ask you to pick one, maybe two, of the feelings that most caught your attention. And sit with that. Where was God in that moment? Why is that feeling sticking out to you? This may give you a clue into something God is trying to tell you, or some way He may be working in your life. And talk with God about what was happening inside you and around you in that moment. I'll give us a few minutes for this time of responding to God with some simple prayer. Before we move on, let's take a look at what this coming week holds. It's 2 days before Christmas, if you hadn't noticed. As you look toward this coming week, what would you like to hold on to from this time of reflection? These next few days, as you both give and receive love, how could you be more aware of God's presence with you in the midst of everything. Since this was a communal practice together, I'd love to process a little bit with each other. How many of you, that was the first time you'd ever done the examine in that structure that you can think of? A little higher, a little higher. How many of you have done this before, tried it at one of our formation communities or in another setting? Nice. How many of you have, in the past, gotten something, felt like it was sort of fruitful prayer that you've done repeatedly? You've maybe more of an expert than myself. I'm not an expert. Well, now I'd offer it to the crowd. Who would like to share about this experience, how it went today? How was that experience for you? Do you feel like it was what you expected? If you want to get personal and share how it touched you or what emotion, you can do that as well. We can keep it high or low. Beth. Yeah, it is very calming. Thank you, Beth. Who else has thoughts? Trudy. Yeah, that's beautiful. She said that it helps her to feel more prepared for the family gatherings that'll happen around Christmas. Think about how to approach those. And, you know, it is kind of sad that a time of such meaning we can just rush into or rush by. So, yeah, I think it's very good timing. Other thoughts? Mr. Tan, then we'll do Mike. That's good. Yeah, I think that's a real gift to the structure of putting gratitude first. Life is a blend. Can't just focus on the bad. Mike, what do you think? Ditto. Yeah. We've been having a morning practice once or twice a week of doing gratitude journals in our family, and we always try to do 5 things we're grateful for. And it's amazing, if you take the time, of how many things you can come up with. So I think thus far I've tried to do all different ones. That's great. It's Finley Grace is her name. She was a conduit of God's grace to you. Thank you, Steve. Other thoughts? Chris? Yeah, I find for me when I do it, it helps me be more grounded. When I'm doing it with others, I think I'm more prone to wander when I'm doing it by myself. But I love doing the examine, like in the formation communities or in this setting. This is great. Kaylin, what were your thoughts? Thank you. I appreciate that. I like your family a lot. So one of my favorite parts of this is I said earlier that the common struggle that you run out of things to say in prayer. There is never a shortage of emotions from our days. And so that has been a real gift in the exam for me, is that there are so many things, and you're picking one or two moments. That, I think, is part of the brilliance of this. Who else found some resonance or help with that? Being like that, you maybe felt that emotion, feeling that emotion and talking to God about that may have opened up a little path of communication that you don't always feel as much ease. The lens. And others. Would one of you speak to that? How did that dynamic play out today? It both exposed you to that undercurrent of the huge underbelly of emotions. Aquifer, is that what you're saying? But also gave you some guidance as to what to do with that. Because it can be overwhelming to just see it or feel it. Yeah. I think that's another gift of the prayer, that it helps with, because both Monica and I are pretty steady personalities, and we can maybe compartmentalize, or she feels more emotion throughout her day than I do, but still, to be integrated, to not just think when we're praying, but to feel, and to even use our body to express how we're feeling. I think that integration has been a gift to me. Other thoughts? Otherwise, we'll transition into communion. I love that. That seems so true. I love how we can each experience this simple structure in different ways. You know, God meets us right where we're at. A brief plug for Formation Communities. We're going to start another round of Formation Communities in January. You may have heard us talk about it, you may be thinking about it, or you may have just heard people rave about it before, and you thought, in a distant thought, I may do that someday. Please talk to me if you have any interest about that. We do things like this, but we also, it's very casual, it's easily accessible, there's not a lot of pressure, it's just a time to retreat and get away, experiment with some practices, if you like them, great, try them some more. If you don't like them, great, try something else. We're constantly switching it up. And so most weekends, you can just show up and just wherever you're coming from that week, you can just be. And it's one of my favorite things we do as a church. So if you have any interest and you haven't done it before, please consider talking to me. It's the last weekend of January, so we want to start to get registrations in the next few weeks. But at least wanted to mention that. Thanks for practicing together.